Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we've got a lesson that I hope is going to be helpful to a lot of folks. Let's get started. Mark chapter 6, 53 through 56. It says, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and anchored there. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him, ran through the whole surrounding region, and began to carry about on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard he was. And whenever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. Well, there's something very interesting and instructive for us here. In our previous devotion, we looked at a dear woman who had for 12 years endured the plague of an issue of blood and had tried to get healed by numerous doctors. At least she had spent all her money to no avail. Because of it, she was likely a social outcast, alone and emotionally broken. Then one day, she heard the noise of a large crowd and learned that the teacher, Jesus, was there. Well, somehow, in her heart, in her inner being, she knew, she just knew that if she could get close to him, just touch his tassel, the tassel on the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Yes, it was superstitious. Yes, if she told anyone, they would think she was nuts. But she was an outcast. There was no way the teacher would speak to her, let alone heal her. So she had to try. Well, her disease was so embarrassing. She knew that she stunk. And as she pushed her way to the proximity of Jesus, her goal was in sight. She could see the tassel, but he was on the move, following the leader of the synagogue. Well, she may have reached out more than once, being pushed aside by the crowd, but at last, as she bent way down, she gently touched, and boom! Something wonderful happened. There was no noise, but she knew, she just knew. Her prayer was answered. She knew the bleeding had stopped. The odor disappeared. And Jesus stopped too. There was confusion among the disciples and the crowd as Jesus said, "Someone touched me." But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you? And you say, 'Who touched me?'" That's Mark 5:31. What did she touch? Now, the word used in the Greek for hem referred to a tassel. But in two accounts, Jesus specified me. That is, Jesus knew that she had contacted him, his inner being, not simply his garment. He explained, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." That's Luke 8:46. And furthermore, he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Now, this is a difficult concept for some, even some translators. How do you touch the inner person of Christ? How can anyone touch the spiritual deity of the Creator? How did she touch him? Jesus clearly sensed it. As he perceived power or virtue going out from him. Now, many times, Jesus touched others, but this is the first time anyone had truly touched him. and he immediately noticed. He didn't scold her or shy away, but encouraged her to be cheerful and revealed the answer to our questions. Now, faith is not tangible. You cannot manufacture it. So many of the people in that crowd, in all likelihood, left with the impression that she was healed because she touched the tassel, the magic tassel. And word spread far and wide. Just touch this tassel. And we can fairly safely presume this because not long after, the scene described in our opening verses transpired. Everyone brought their sick friends or loved ones, and they all just wanted to touch the tassel, that is, the hem of his garment. Kudos to those who translated this passage in Mark. I think they sensed what the Holy Spirit was saying and used the word him instead of it. Because just like the woman who was sick for 12 years, the ones who touched him were healed. And as we just came to understand, that was because of their faith in him. And thus it is today as well. Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1:16-17. Salvation is truly the ultimate healing, trusting and consequently touching the Savior by faith alone. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.